Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about the option to become a heavy equipment operator freelancer. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go into the podcast. When you are best in performing an activity that has good demand in the market, you will never find yourself short opportunities. This will be loved in your organization for the good work and will always remain a value employee. Now, this is what we all want to become at the end of the day, a person who will be known for its wonderful piece of work and respected for his or her job in a particular way are probably the dream of many. On the basis of experience and your performance, you get the rise in the pay. Your performance is assessed at the end of each year, and then you are given some points. On this basis of the points, you are given a raise in your package. For the people who want to earn more as they feel that they have the capacity to work harder, they always have the option to become a freelancer. A freelancer is the one who is responsible for his or her job and is also their own boss. He or she does not have anybody to fire him or her other than the person for whom he is working. You know, heavy equipment operators who have loads of experience in the construction industry working with all sorts of machines can have a great future becoming a freelancer as long as he or she knows what they are doing and how to get it done, that they have every chance to learn to earn handsomely and being a part of a construction industry. So if you're a person who has spent almost all your life working in the heavy equipment, try to move to the next level and become a heavy equipment operator. Finding the projects will not be a problem. If at all you know to the people in your business circle, you only have to pervade the message that you also work as a freelancer, and you will see people coming to you with projects. Number one, set up a website. If you have already thought of becoming a freelancer, the best way is to start is by creating your own website. You may have dealt all your life with machines, but now you also have to work a bit on the tech-savvy stuff. This will take you closer to become a full-scale freelancer. Once you become a full-time freelancer, you do not have to stick to your salary job. You can let that go and then simply focus on your business. However, to make that a reality, you have to start with a website. Fill in everything that you know about yourself, the companies that you have worked with, and the kinds of machines that you operate should be stated in your website. People should know about your qualities and which will help you get work from them. And lastly, you can work as a freelancer with your current employer. When you decide to become a freelancer, it does not mean that you no longer can work with the current employer. If that only means that you will not be salary and will be paid per the terms of your contract, which may be more than what you are usually getting. However, you have to put in more hours for the work in that case, and you still have to find that to be satisfying and enjoyable. You enjoy your job. If you don't enjoy it, move on. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.